For this exercise, we're going to contemplate ourselves in a situation where we're skillfully responding to resistance. And this exercise is very similar to the last practice assignment in the last module on setting healthy boundaries. But for this visualization, we'll be specifically thinking about what arises with the young person in a paradigm of resistance and how to skillfully respond to that resistance. So again, get in a comfortable position you feel like you can hold for a little while. And when you hear the sound of the bell, just start by taking a few breaths in and a few breaths out and waiting for further instructions. Breathing in and breathing out. Become aware of the breath in the body. Just notice the body in the chair you're sitting in, or whatever configuration your body is in right now. And just imagine yourself back in that context where you work with youth. The classroom, the therapy room, wherever it is you work. Imagine yourself there with the young people that you work with. And you're going about whatever it is you do. You're talking in therapy, presenting a lecture in a class, hanging out with youth on the juvenile hall. And all of a sudden, some resistance arises. A young person does something that's very resistant to whatever it is you're doing in that moment. Maybe they're disrespectful to other staff or tell you that your class is worthless. Just maybe think of all the times youth have been resistant. All the experiences you've had where they've been resistant to whatever it is you are doing. And if you haven't had any of those experiences, try to imagine it. Again, maybe they're breaking one of those agreements that you considered in the first practice unit of the last module in setting healthy boundaries. Maybe they're presenting with aggressiveness, or they're extremely humorous, or they're extremely detached or disengaged or bored and falling asleep. Just put yourself in that situation. And again, our method for skillfully responding is the TAP method. Take a breath, acknowledge, and proceed. So in these moments, right now, and in that visualization, take a breath in and take a breath out. And then acknowledge. Acknowledge how you feel in this moment. Maybe there's some physical sensations arising, some tightness in the body. Maybe there's some emotions arising, anger or frustration or annoyance or discomfort or anxiety. Maybe different types of thoughts or images arise. Just acknowledge how you feel right now and how you would feel in that situation. Maybe you feel challenged. Maybe you feel like your authority has been disrespected. Just acknowledge. Acknowledge those thoughts, those emotions, those sensations, and simply observe them for what they are. Thoughts, emotions, sensations. not experiences that control you, just experiences that arise and pass away. And after you've acknowledged how you feel, acknowledge the resistance. And this is where we differ from the Setting Healthy Boundaries tap. Here we're acknowledging that that resistance is most likely a form of protection. So in these moments, imagine yourself in that situation with that young person or with those young people, acknowledging that whatever resistance they're presenting with, they're probably protecting themselves for some good reason, whether they're aware of it or not. This is that base level of that pyramid of skillfully working with resistance. We're acknowledging that base. We're acknowledging that resistance can be protection. All the while, you're still breathing in and breathing out. And then next, proceed. Proceed with engagement. Engage that resistance. Now, you might set a healthy boundary right now, but you also might not set a healthy boundary. And that's what makes engaging resistance different than setting healthy boundaries. You might simply observe the resistance and take note of it in your mind and think to yourself, if this comes up again, then I'll comment on it. Or you might decide to employ a leadership-based intervention and have a young person who's acting out in class or being the class clown help you present in class or help be the door regulator in that example that I gave in the last module. Or you might decide to engage by having an authentic communication, an authentic direct conversation where you're asking questions, where you're commenting on the resistance, where you're possibly setting a boundary, and using here and now feelings, here and now disclosures, as you see appropriate, if appropriate at all in those situations. This is how we skillfully respond to resistance. We remind ourselves that resistance is most likely a form of protection. And that for good reason, that young person or that group of young people is probably protecting themselves, whether they're aware of it or not. And it's our role to engage that resistance in a skillful way, in a way that hopefully sheds light and develops awareness about those resistance and protective mechanisms. And I invite you to return to this visualization, to this practice assignment, over and over again. If you know that there's a young person that you work with that is continuously presenting with resistance, come back and do this visualization specifically for that young person and with her or him in mind. Come back and practice this visualization, this tap method for resistance, for multiple scenarios, for different types of resistance. Visualize yourself employing different types of interventions. The more we practice, the more ready we'll be when we need to employ this method, when we need to skillfully respond to resistance.